First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 25 of our Lenten journey is given by Ray Noblett. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
I grew up on a small mountain farm between Hiawassee and Helen, Georgia. I was the eighth child in a family of 10, and some of my first childhood memories centered around our little church and the family policy of always attending church. I accepted Christ as my Lord and was baptized on my seventh birthday in the beautiful Hiawassee River behind the church. I was taught early on in my faith journey I must trust in God, have a prayer life, and work hard to achieve meaningful goals in my life. And I understand that looking back over a significant amount of time, that God's work in my faith journey can be seen more clearly from the vantage point that I have now. I have chosen in this podcast to look back over my life and talk about God's presence in guiding my faith journey in my career in education and mentoring people to work in specialized areas of public health and environmental sciences. As I entered my high school years, though, it became very clear that I needed to attend college to achieve the kind of goals that I had set in my mind. Continued to pray about this and worked hard through these years to be competitive in the college application process. During my junior year in high school, my grandfather was diagnosed with cancer, and my dad had to pause his work and care for granddad. A few months later, an older brother who had offered to support college costs for me during my earlier years tragically was killed in an auto accident. Needless to say, prospects for college looked dimmer and farther away at this point in my life. One of my teachers that I was unaware of what he was doing, had put together an application process for Berea College. And a few days later, I received a letter of acceptance from Berea for the fall semester. I had no idea that he had done this, but he really, I think he opened a door, and I think God played a role in allowing me to attend Berea College. After 2 great years at Berea, I began to have more definitive ideas about a career path. I transferred to UGA and chose entomology as my major. 2 years later, just before finishing my master's program, I was approached by one of my favorite professors who insisted that I immediately enroll in graduate school. He had been awarded a 3-year grant to work on use of radiation technology to control insects in fruit orchards. And he also informed me that he had accepted a professorship-type position in Europe and would be gone all summer. So he finally admitted he needed someone with my hands-on skills, in addition to the entomological knowledge, to get this grant off to a good start. So that worked out well for me. 2 years later, I was chosen as one of five students to receive doctoral traineeship in malaria research and control. At that time, malaria was one of the greatest problems that American military personnel faced during the Vietnamese War. Each of us had to commit to work, be willing to work in the military in research and control programs for malaria for a period of 10 years following our graduation. Fortunately, I was not called up for that service, but this program ideally fitted my interest to work on transmission of insect-borne diseases and to help develop biological control products to replace chemicals in rivers and other aquatic environments. So again, looking back, I could see clearly that God had opened this door and it had prepared me to work in unique areas to address work in human health as well as environmental work. So in early 1970, I completed my graduate work, and before I was actually finished, I received a call from Clemson. The head of the Department of Entomology told me that he wanted me to come down right away for a faculty interview. I said, well, I didn't know you had job openings. He said, we do. So on the first date that he set for the visit, where I was to give a seminar and meet with faculty and college administrators, I came down with the flu. And he said, well, I don't want you to come here if you're sick, so let's set it for 2 weeks later. Well, 2 weeks later, we had an ice storm. I couldn't travel out of Athens, so I called him and said, what should I do? He said, well, let me get back with you at the end of the week. So he called me at the end of the week and said that he and the faculty members had done some background work on me, and many of them knew me, and that if I could come on the next Monday, I wouldn't have to give a job interview presentation. I'd just meet with him and the faculty and some college administration. So I did that, and it worked out very well. And he offered me the position at the end of the day, which things don't move that quickly anymore. So after talking with family members, I accepted the position. Soon after I got to Clemson, I entered into a collaborative research program with our laboratories. They had discovered a bacteria that was very effective in controlling mosquitoes and black flies, which are the worldwide the two most important vectors of insect-borne disease. I started a program in this area, and soon after I did that, Gail showed up, and we ended up being married the next year on St. Patrick's Day and had a wonderful life in Clemson for many years. The latest step in that journey was early in 1997, I received a call from several faculty members at UGA and some members of a search committee looking for a head of the Department of Entomology. I was a little bit surprised because Georgia didn't typically hire their own grads for administrative work. They were very insistent that I get the materials in right away, so I did. And I had a very brief meeting with them and agreed on a date for an interview, which ended up being a week long and consisted of a day and a half at the Athens campus, the Tifton campus, and the Griffin campus. So needless to say, I was tired on Friday afternoon, but it turned out very well because I was a good fit for the position. And after they made a tentative offer, I said, I got to go home and discuss it with my family. And we did for several days and a call back and accepted the job. And we had a unique opportunity in Georgia because we had four different entomology units that were operating under four separate department heads. And the provost had decided that was too much in terms of administrative costs. So they were looking for someone they felt could you know, be a consensus builder, put things together, and move the department ahead, which was quite a challenge because it was already regarded as one of the top three departments in the country and perhaps the world. So I had the opportunity to come here and influence the future and the direction of the entomology department, and also work in the areas of environmental toxicology, which, you know, kind of goes along with a lot of the same interests that entomologists have. In Athens, we found a wonderful home at First Baptist Church and found many opportunities to serve in several programs and on many committees. The same was true at First Baptist Church of Pendleton and First Baptist Church of Clemson. Our faith journeys, while having seen some trying times in dealing with health issues and the loss of many family members over the years, it was not always easy, but I always knew that in my mind that God was there. That is the story of my professional life. I've been fortunate enough to advise and mentor over 60 graduate students in MS and PhD programs and many others in my role as a department head and administrator. In looking back over many years, it was very, very clear that none of those doors opened on my efforts. So it was very clear that God was guiding that journey. And today I look back with great pleasure and satisfaction as I see my former students being successful in many different kinds of jobs over many years. And that is the story of my life from a professional standpoint. I would like to end this with a brief prayer. God, our Father, I look back on my life and the many things I've enjoyed doing as a professional and also in church life. I thank you that I was able to come to Athens, UGA, and First Baptist Church of Athens. Pray that you would be with us as we continue traveling on our journey in faith. Amen.